CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at cfru.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local Indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which this session broadcasts out of. By doing so, I honor the Indigenous ancestors and stewards of the land and speak to our personal and social relationship with it. I want to recognize that these sessions are heard across treaty lands steeped in rich Indigenous history and home to many First Nation, Métis, and Inuit peoples today. I offer gratitude and respect. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured originated from adapting elements of Black culture originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the BIPOC community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 313, Owl Flies Home.
Oh,
Hello, hello, my dear good sentries. It's been so long. Your guardian overseer is back with new sessions, slowly coming back, getting in the groove again here on the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope. I took August off. I really needed a month off from being here doing the show to enjoy the summer months. I was very busy. Musically in my Pir Zulvi universe, and lots of events going on with friends and other special stuff, which I hope to share with you, dear lovelies, very soon. It's been the greatest and most challenging weeks of my life, actually. So it's been fantastical and again, a little hard, but. Yes, but all to say for now, because I do want to share music with you, all to say I am happy, so happy where I am right now with both the joys that I've been embracing and the difficulties that have been overcome. And those joys and difficulties will, of course, continue on into the future. But now I can bring you lovelies along back again with our musical journey out on the ever-changing horizon of music. We first heard, to begin our brand new session after this long break, Goldie Bortolaire, the Canadian singer-songwriter from Nova Scotia. I got to see them open for Orville Peck back in beginning of July. July. Been diving into her music. So we heard from Emerald Year, released last year, the song Penthouse in the Sky. It feels like a very proggy kind of track, or very out there with the sounds, with a synth and stuff like that. Very cool. Our first grand set in today's session, we have Caroline Polachek, Berlinist, AVC Engel, and Hans Pockets. All these music actually have been music that I've been listening to during my August break, and also music that I have yet to feature on the show from dear friends. So we are going to be beginning the first half of our grand set here. We will begin with Caroline Polachek. My bestie Danny introduced me to her music. This is the alternative indie art pop singer, producer, and songwriter from New York City. A lot of their music, I love it a lot now. The track we're going to be hearing is the newest single called Star Burned and Unkissed. It's a track She composed for the 2024 American horror drama film, I Saw the TV Glow. And then we will be listening to Berlinist, which is a music band and a producer based in Barcelona, producing original music for digital apps, art exhibits, and video games. In particular, they composed the original game soundtrack to Gris. I played this game maybe last year, I believe, within the last few years, and for on the Switch, on the Nintendo Switch, and like that is a very emotional piece of work, a journey through, I would say you can interpret it in any many different ways, but maybe trauma and trying to get through it. And it's a very fantastical graphics. It's so beautifully done, and I would recommend anyone to play the game and then listen to the music as well, because the music is pivotal as well, interacting with the environments that you play in Gris. So the two tracks I've chosen from this soundtrack is called Komoribi and Karasu. So here we begin our first grand set here on the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope.
Oh, This is Animatus.
You are listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope
on CFRU
93.3 FM.